Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. My very special guest, Cindy Brewer. Now, you were talking about the terrible experiences you're going through and how horrible they are, and you're about to tell us what the worst part of it was.
Well, if you take a, if you study up on quantum mechanics, it's been proven that any time you separate a cell of any kind, such as identical twins, you can put them at opposite ends of the universe as we know it. And what you do to one cell affects the other cell. And what they've done with my DNA is they have taken it and diseased it in every possible way known. They have given it every disease known that they can contrive. They have imploded it, exploded it, irradiated it, diced, sliced, chopped, mutated, done everything that they can. And that means that it affects me negatively. Okay.
So do you currently feel as though you're walking around with 100 million cases of breast cancer?
No.
Well, there's a positive side at least.
I actually believe it. See, breast cancer is a mutation of those DNA sequences, and I have the Delta 32 mutation. And what they did is, okay, now let's go back to the original surgery, what they did in 97. They actually did 4 surgeries on me in 97, radical ones that involved my whole buttocks and leg. Let's start here. They didn't expect it to grow there. It was attached to my sciatic nerve in my hip. They expected it to grow as Watson and Crick did in their first cloning experiment. I wasn't the first human cloned. I was just the first patented clone. Basically, because believe me, they didn't get it right the first time by chance. Okay, so I know that I do not hold the market on terror and horror on what people have done to people. I just happen to be the one that they patented. Okay, and that's the significance of it. I lost my train of thought here.
You were talking about how you're not the only one that's been patented, and it's happened many times before. And you're kind of like the experiment that they had it right. And you said that they did a number of surgeries on you,
right? Oh, on the first
in 97.
I know what they did is they raped me because that's biological studies, and so many people have given me a really hard time about that because I'm not the most aesthetically beautiful thing on the planet, and I don't think that I'm any sexier. And for those trolls out there, like on the chat, I want you to know that just because the little boy reports that the preacher raped him doesn't mean that he's running around telling everybody that he's sexier than the rest of the children. Okay, that's not what this is about at all. Okay, basically, I was a scientific study, and it was not flattering at all. But after they raped me, they turned me on my side, mutilated me, cut out a chimera from my hip, and then they proceeded to give me the diseases that they had patented and passed out of the Uniprot Consortium. And everybody held, like J.P. Morgan had the plague. Well, what the problem was and why a lot of people started fighting was because it was the same remedy for all diseases. I don't have an individual immunity to each one of them, like the patents were passed out and like they formerly believed it to be. The Delta mutation, if you look up the CCR5 gene Delta mutation, Delta 32 mutation, you'll find that was the survivors of the plague of England and also back in Egypt. My ancestry goes back to the Byzantium tribe. For anybody that does know anything about mythology and the things that are going on, mythology is basically from the time before Jesus, where they're claiming that it's a fable, but it's not. They did DNA splicing back then. That's how you get the Centauron. That's how you got, like, in Ordovician, they had the lady with all of the arms. They had, you know, the Egyptians had the dog heads and the man's body. Okay. That DNA splicing, they had a real mess back then, too. This is not the first time this has happened. It's nothing new under the sun. The difference is that people have been miseducated and told that that was a myth, that it was a fable. In actuality, the dual definition for mythology or a myth is something that we base our customs on. And there is reality to it. I mean, when I was growing up, they were saying that Jesus was a myth, for God's sake. Okay? So, basically, from there, prior to it, I'm Greek. my ancestor, from what I understand it to be, was Poseidon, the Greek god Poseidon. Now, that's something that I do not have firsthand knowledge of. That's just something that I've basically been told and figured out through eons of research. But the Byzantium tribe, that's where Jesus and Mary were originally from. That's where their belongings went after he was hung on the cross, before the Vatican came, the Roman centurions came and wiped out Byzantium and stole all the archives and put them in the Vatican. Okay, so there's a lot going on there that hasn't been discussed either. But after they did the surgery on me, they proceeded to give me lethal injections. And they, from my understanding, I have two recollections of dying and coming back, and the rest of them I do not have any recollection of, but I understand that they've given me 12 lethal injections. And the documents at the National Institute of Health, you can look them up, taxonomy ID 9606, everybody has a taxonomy identification number, and it's held in restraint of trade under the Privacy Act. The person whose taxonomy ID it is does not have access to it. But these people that claim to own the world, claim to own us, we are their chattel, sheeple, call us what you want, and they believe that we don't have any right to know or have any right to any access of this information. So you go to that gene bank in the DNA sequencing, I guarantee you do not know what your taxonomy ID number is. But mine's 9606. And that's where you can see the word apoptosis. Apoptosis means lethal injection. Okay? And so after they passed these patents around out to everybody, they were going to have, like, the market on, like, J.P. Morgan and Chase. They had that case with Lynn Brewer, who claims to be an employee there. All of this stuff, if you read about the cases and stuff, it says this is not the truth. It's classified government documents. And so, therefore, we're not telling the truth. So they will disclose that part of it. So Lynn Brewer never actually worked there. It was J.P. Morgan and trying to gain their security interests because they felt that they got cheated on the Human Genome Project because they only got the plague and it was the same remedy for all diseases. Okay?
So let me get this straight. They figured out a remedy for every disease known to man and they felt like they got gypped?
Well, they felt that they owned that part of my DNA sequencing, and because, I'm going to type it into the chat, PCR5 Delta mutation, okay? Look that up. Delta 32, I'm sorry, it's a CCR, let me do it again. Delta 32 mutation, okay? What that is it's very similar to, like, the way that zinc would work for a cold. It doesn't allow the mutations for the DNA to get into the cells to be able to develop into the disease. They give me a lethal injection. I fall asleep, and believe me, it is not pretty dying. And then I pee it out, and when I'm done, I wake back up. And you better believe that all the CDC doctors that came in to see me, a whole freaking team of them loaded in the room after I'd had the smallpox and everything else, they all were white in the face, their jaws on the floor, and one pupil bigger than the other. Their hair was messed up, and they were sweaty going, oh, my God. That's what crashed the stock market. The principal woke back up. I was scheduled for death. And then in 2003, I got thrown in a nut ward, and they overdosed me on psychiatric drugs, and I had the same thing happened. I went into seizures and died and came back, and the next morning I was up like everybody else, and all the doctors had that same look. It's an anomaly. I'm telling you what when they did the Human Genome Project, they set out to prove evolution, and God stepped in.
Okay? Must have been a bummer.
Really, yeah. Well, it was hard on me. You know, and my family and friends legitimately thought I went crazy, you know, and that's why I take such offense to people calling me crazy without doing the homework and research for what I'm telling them. I take big offense to it because I was ostracized by society over this. This was horrible.
Yeah, I can empathise. Well, actually, I can't in terms of that strata, but nothing ticks me off more than being accused of being something that I'm not.
Right. You know? And here's the point. It doesn't matter if I'm crazy or not. I'm not wrong.
Mm.
I'm very well maybe crazy. We all may be crazy. Who cares if I'm crazy? I'm not wrong.
You know, what is crazy? You know?
It's something that somebody discredits somebody else with so that their ulterior motive or agenda can be played out.
You know, Cindy, I've said for a long time that the crazy people in society aren't the ones who look really raggedy on the side of the road holding cardboard signs up and saying it's the end of the world or anything. The real crazy people in society are the ones that are looking at their shoes, walking on their way to their slave job and never find out who they really are in their entire life. That's insanity.
Well, actually, I don't believe so, because I don't judge other people, and I'll tell you why. The big reason why is because I believe there's a lot of MK Ultra being played out, the Gwin Towers and everything else. I had this happen to me in my parents' house. I lived in Long Beach. The surgeries were done in L.A. And neither one of my parents, their brains fell out, I swear to God. My dad died in December and didn't even believe that such a thing as GMO foods existed. So here I am in this family who is taking care of me because they are genuinely good people, but they really, really, really did not have any grasp of reality. Okay? So my parents turned on me, my family, my friends, everybody did. I was basically homeless. And then I went and I helped a lot of other people who were having the same symptoms, and they thought I was crazy, but not today they don't, because they found it. They did due diligence on the research before making such an awful statement about somebody.
Mm.
So, basically, these people that attack me without any due diligence whatsoever, they can't make a prudent decision if they're that ignorant.
Yeah, well, that's the cognitive dissonance. It's like, oh no, this person's shattering my reality that I spent my entire life uselessly trying to keep together when it doesn't really exist. That person's a bad person, and I'm correct.
Yes, and you know what's the worst? Is people that have been in these troubles that are trying to do these redemption processes and all the other crap, and I mean, I understand them and I agree with them. Don't get me wrong, because you got to put your claim in, if it's for your soul or whatever, even if it's not recognized on this planet at this time. You still got to get that stuff done. But a lot of people have studied law so intently for so many years that they think that they're totally correct, and this just destroys their last 20 years of massive study. And when I go to say it, they want to block this out so bad, and they want to fight me, and I'm not here to fight. I'm just here to disclose. And when you find out the truth, because you've heard what I'm disclosing, then 10 years down the road from this stuff, people are going, oh, my God, do you remember what you told me 10 years ago? Yes, as a matter of fact, it kind of ended our relationship, didn't it? It happened to me. You know, it was hard. It was really, really a treacherous time for me.
Yeah, so, it's like, I don't know about you, but I really hated high school kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, the information that you're telling people is kind of like saying, sorry, man, you didn't graduate high school. You're going to start it all over again. It's like, no, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
It's really funny. This is the third day in a row I've had that exact comment, those exact things about I'm graduating from this planet and I ain't coming back. But let me tell you what's going on with me, okay? Meanwhile, I'm dying and coming back, and I'm oblivious to it because I still have faith in human nature, and I figure that nobody could possibly be doing this in a hospital. Now, I'm not going to say that my time wasn't rough. I called 911 from my hospital bed and did all kinds of really, really cantankerous things by all standards, considering that anybody thought that they were doing the right thing by me at the time. Okay? They weren't. Okay, I wasn't. You know, they really were not. I mean, here they are giving me lethal injections. Two of them were Dr. Kevorkian shots, the ones that they kill people for capital punishment from. Yeah, I wake up from those. Two times.
Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't pretty. So, at any rate, while this goes on, I have two recollections of death. My first one was on the first surgery, and I think I put myself out because I had the morphine drip. And I don't know if it wasn't just me putting myself out. It had to do with getting 5 lethal injections within a day and a morphine drip to boot. I got teleported somewhere. Who knows where? The white light went through the wormhole, the whole 9 yards. Went there, did that. And I was told by the most beautiful people I ever imagined. I don't know if they were shapeshifters or what, but nobody gets born that damn pretty. Men and women, council in white robes, white light all over. It was basically white with human faces. They were so healthy. And proper weight, everything. And they said to me that, look, you have a pre-existing contract. Oh, God, no! Tell me I didn't agree to this. Okay? I have to take some responsibility here. I'm sure I didn't. The details were not disclosed to me. Either that or else I did not understand the wisdom because the experience had never been gathered. I had book knowledge without, and knowledge without experience does not make wisdom. You have to have both. So basically, I was told that you are going back. You will finish your job. You have a new job that you're going to be doing here. And you cannot come back no matter what because you are commissioned to do this. Son of a bitch. And then when I woke up, I don't know how long I was gone because time there and time here is two entirely different things. It was very similar to what happened in the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, where she falls through the Ezekiel wheel, and she's gone for 18 hours, and she's only actually 2 seconds gone. Well, what they did to me is, I equivocate this because I think it's most easiest for people to simulate, is they gave me what I call file cabinets in my mind, and this would probably be the dead space we don't use. The file cabinets contain all kinds of information. I'm talking heavy-duty information. And when I woke up, I had full recollection of freaking everything. And I thought it was something I was going to maintain for a very long time. But just like the dream, the drawers started closing.
Sandy, we're going to have to leave it right there. We're coming back to another break. Back in a minute, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'm no Superman, but laser beams do shoot out of my eyes if I ever see David Rockefeller. My very special guest is Cindy Brewer. Cindy, welcome back. Do you remember what you were talking about just before the last break? You're talking about the filing cabinets and all of that kind of stuff, and your mind just sort of shut.
Yes. Let me actually put one quick little thing in the chat here, because part of the way that I met you was from Lori Fenton, and I want to be certain that people know about the Super Soldier Summit coming up.
Yep.
Just 1 minute.
Well, that's supersoldiersummit.com. The website is up, ladies and gentlemen. And also, we don't know for how long, because last time they got it up, apparently it didn't last too long before it got hacked and taken down. You know, Lauren was talking to me yesterday. And they're like, oh, my God, am I going to have to rebuild this whole website? But you got it back up. And if you go to supersoldiersummit.com, you can get your tickets. It's a good idea to get your tickets now, earlier. I mean, it's not till May, but they're hopefully they'll be able to sell them out. And the other element is hotel rooms, okay? Booking a hotel room ahead of time is highly advised. Highly advised. I've been to dance party festivals that have been in a small town where every single hotel room has been booked out like 6 months before or something like that. I'm not sure if it'll be like that for the Super Soldier Summit, but you never know. Better yet, you know, bring a tent, tailgate party at or something like that, a few beers, sausages, portable barbecue, should be all good. Cindy, are you there still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have I mentioned everything that needs to be mentioned about the SuperSoldierSummit.com?
Yeah, well, that you just did it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So the Super Soldier Summit, I am going to be at the Super Soldier Summit. And part of the reason, or the primary reason that I'm going to be there, is because I am the mother of the clones that fought a lot of the wars. If you go to, actually, where is it? It's in Nevada. The Vatican Archives got partially moved there. Folsom, Nevada. They're in an underground bunker, and some people undisclosed, because people die over this. I've had more people die than I even want to talk about. It has been discovered that there's a whole, who knows what the count is on it, but they pop up all over the place. The DD-214 under expired military personnel in the name of Cynthia Marie Brewer. And so my clones were over there fighting. You can, because I put a link in there already about the Bree Jean card. You can buy clones of me online, and believe me, since 1997, they've gone way down in price. Okay, so there's clones of me all over the place. They have them, like I said, diseased, imploded, exploded, irradiated, everything you could ever imagine that could be done to a cell that they could conceive of, they did, and they sell them that way. And you can buy them online today on the Jean card. This is no joke.
How much?
It depends. Do you want my heart? Do you want my legs? Do you want my body? Do you want what part do you want?
Well, like a full clone, like a copy.
You know what? I don't know.
How much for a heart then?
But what's that?
How much for a heart then? Does it cost more or less than a box of chocolates and flowers?
I don't know. This case has just totally kicked my ass when it comes to looking for stuff like that. They started out very expensive, and they have come down in price. I have no idea what they're selling for right now. But basically, the patent holder is the one that's charging for it, and the clones are sold by probably 12 million different biotech companies. They are in every single college, university, hospital, clinic, every science lab under the sun, bar none. And I guess my understanding is that there's 12 presidential lines. I may be wrong on the number. I don't remember everything. You can only take in so much information and be able to regurgitate everything accurately. It's principles that I retain, not numbers. I believe there was 12 what they called presidential lines. Presidential lines is because the executor of our estate, claiming ownership, was delegated to the president and to serve as the executive officer, meaning that he is in control and management over our estate. So technically, they could change the law, and the claimant, whoever's claiming the patent on our bodies, can say, I own that heart, and I say, you don't get it anymore, and charge me for the illegal crime of using their heart when it's my heart inside of my body. That's the law right now. That's how absurd it's gotten.
Yeah, sounds pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that the people who accuse you of being nuts are actually the crazier ones?
Well, absolutely. They're hiding their interests. You know, and here's the worst part about it, is that because when I was following the security document, 2008, when we had that stock market crash and they did the bailout and Lehman Brothers went bankrupt, that was me behind the helm. And I got thrown in the net ward for that one, too. Trust and believe me.
Okay. Well, how exactly does that happen, like sequence of events here?
You
caused the housing market bubble 2008 stock market crash because of what?
Trying to claim my security instrument. Absolutely. Because that's my inheritance. Here's a trippy part that really needs to be disclosed. Because I did the DNA sequencing on my blood, and it went to the ISO, and that's the master patent, the linear sequence of my matrix DNA, okay, in a digital format. Are you ready for this? I have all ones in the numbers that go on the ISO tag, which means that there's six ones, a dash, six ones, a dash, and six ones, giving me the number of man, 666. Did I forget that part?
Like currently living in the dominion of Satan and you're the seed of it or something?
I believe that the Antichrist is the one that put the mirror image of the digital sequence of my DNA into the beast computer. Okay? And the fiction is the beast. I am the man. So basically, if you read in the Bible, it says that the number of man is 666. And then it refers to the number in the beast being 666. Furthermore, it says that, and all of the Byzantine tribe has that, and the Byzantine tribe are the ones that are predominantly in Guantanamo Bay. They got accused for the trade towers when it was the CIA that did it. Okay, and it's because we have this DNA anomaly where the DNA sequences, they take specific portions of the DNA sequence. I'm not recalling this right now. I would have to really search my file cabinets for this one. And that's not something that they loaded in necessarily. It's something that I found here on Earth for sure in 2008 prior to the stock market crash. Let's go back to that. I'm all over the map. You're wondering how that gets done. When this happened to me, these patents got passed out to all the multi-level universities, etc. The psychiatric is actually done in Argentina because the university psychiatric department got that particular...
Hey, Farah, if you could... Cindy, I think I'm starting to hear you again. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that. You cut out for a bit. Go ahead.
Okay, so... they got the psychiatric evaluation, but somebody had to collect the data. Well, MIT Tech got the contract to monitor me. I'm sitting in front of a computer right now, and everything that I'm telling you is being recorded and documented and put in the archive. MIT Tech got that contract, okay? They, at one point in 2008, showed me a whole computer screen of dates and times, and if I clicked on it, double-clicked on it, I would see me on this side of the computer as though they were looking through a window, and it's all archived. They know more about me than I know about me. Okay? Basically, every flat-screen computer has a reverse polarity camera built into it so that they can record it and archive it. You were talking about this earlier, okay? Do you know who the group Anonymous is?
Well, no, because they're anonymous. Which would lead me to believe that there's something amiss.
Right. Well, because people have died over this, thousands of scientists. The Judith Miller case was over this. My name was actually released to Judith Miller and two other reporters who died of patented biotech diseases, and I was thrown into the net war, and it was released by Scooter Libby. That's what that whole truth behind that thing about what they turned into the lie of Valerie Plame and the excuse for yellow cake to go over the Middle East. If you read about that, it says this is government classified document or information, and the truth is really not being told. Okay? The people with the anomaly, they're targeted individuals, which you will find on the H.R. 3474, the portion of the 103rd Congress, the Regal Community Development Act portion. You probably cannot find it depending on your geographical location, if you're a targeted population or a targeted individual. Okay? Everybody will get a different answer when they access this. It's like going to the post office with 1,000 different mailboxes over there, and you ask for H.R. 3474, and you would like the specific act that I've just discussed, the Regal Community Development and Regulatory Improvement Act. And that postmaster will say, okay, what's your identification and what's your zip code? You give him your zip code, your identification. He goes back to 1,000 different boxes and pulls out one thing. It's called a CGI-BIN, SIGBIN, on the address when you type it in. They come up to the front to the thing and they give it to you. So then somebody else from a different geographic location and or different information in the gene bank on that's somehow identified, probably through the driver's license or something, comes up to the window and asks the postmaster for the identical thing that I asked for, and they got a different box and pull out a different copy and hand it to them. And the guy behind him does the same thing. So now we're all reading something that's titled the same thing, has very similar characteristics to it, but there's different information enclosed in it. Okay? That's the links that I just put into HR 3474. So ultimately what will happen is that somebody will come up and go, oh, my God, she's right. Holy shit. And somebody else will go, what in the hell are you talking about? I didn't even know this was going on for the longest time, and I couldn't figure out why people were so just out there. And I knew it wasn't me, because if I had anybody sitting next to me going over it, there was no delusion. There was no conflicting information. I was right on. So basically, I can also go to Wikipedia. And if I type in a word to Wikipedia and you type in a word to Wikipedia and we read it over the phone, we have two different answers on there. Did you know that?
No.
It depends on whether you're a TI, a targeted individual, or not. It's all alien technology. They've used everything under the sun as a weapon against us, and the computer and the World Wide Web is no different.
Mm.
So, at any rate, that was one of the things that was going on that I was having such a hard time with family and friends in the beginning, because it took me years to identify that that's what was going on.
Yeah.
At any rate, I went off course. You had asked me something that I did not follow through on.
It was specifically, you know, in terms of sequence of events, you said that you caused the stock market crash of 2008.
Okay.
It was because of you?
So basically who Anonymous is Anonymous is people that wear the V for Vendetta mask because they're talking about biotech that has destroyed the planet and, you know, a vendetta against it. They know about this, okay? But they can't come forth because they're lacking the CCR5 Delta 32 mutation and or other reasons. Okay, there's a lot of reasons that people can't come forth on this. Because they're killing people of biotech diseases, which is patented natural causes. They have a heart attack, they have a stroke, they get cancer, whatever the case may be. They get tortured in many ways. So what they do is they work behind computers. And I was helping somebody on a case back then that they were doing a human takings on, because when that happens, there's very few people that understand the next step or what's going to go on. You have to have the experience to have the wisdom to be able to do what I do. And when I showed up at his place, the utility companies had ganged up on him, and, of course, they had what they call county council and code enforcement that comes in and commits a bunch of barratry. You got tidal plants on your property. You've got, let's just put it this way. Fraud is not only perpetual, it's infinite. Okay? And when you become one of the targeted individuals and you're scheduled for biotech, things go wrong. They steal your property. Your bills are 3 to 10 times as high as your neighbor's. All kinds of terrible things just keep happening, and all of your resources get drained. By the time people can understand what it is that I'm saying, they can't afford to pay me.
Okay.
And before that, they think I'm crazy. When it's their turn, they sure don't. Okay, mm-hmm. When it's their turn, I move too fast for them to be able to comprehend. They still think it shortly thereafter they pick up and go, oh, my God.
All right, Cindy, we'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment coming up with Cindy Brewer.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky.
Welcome back.
Welcome
back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment here with Cindy Brewer. Cindy, I hope you've enjoyed your time on the show thus far.
I have.
All right, is it very... Is it very occasional where you actually get to have some fun whilst talking about these really horrific subjects?
Well, you know, I'll tell you the hardest thing that I have about telling this story. The hardest thing is that I try to give a table of contents in the beginning so that I can then break it down and people know where I'm going. because trying to tell the largest case in documented human history leads to a lot of railroad jobs. And ultimately, I never get to the point that I'm trying to make. Yet on the same token, when I'm trying to make the point, I have to railroad and digress because people don't have the proper foundation to be able to follow the next sentence. So ultimately, I get scattered all over the place, and this is a very, very difficult thing. And then after I've gotten the table of contents out, I sit and scratch my head wondering, I wonder what I did tell these people and what I didn't. And then when I come on for a new session to go back and tell the story with the foundations of the new people all screwed up, I have to go back and repeat myself, which is quite annoying to those that have been listening.
Mm. Well, this is why it's good to have it recorded, because that way you don't actually have to repeat yourself. You could just give somebody a link to the recording.
Exactly, and I so appreciate you send me the link.
Oh, we'll be doing that for you.
Okay.
Much easier.
And you know what? Somebody has put in the chats here, basically the Holocaust, etc. These are a continuation of the Nazi German scientists. Don't ever kid yourself about that. And basically, you know about the Dolce things and the things that have gone on down there. Part of the reason that I was selected is not only, basically it was the alien trade pact. They said what they wanted specifically in the DNA. Ultimately, it landed with the number of man being 666, which is technically the claimant of the planet. Okay? And in addition to it, I just totally lost my train of thought again. They wanted the Delta 32 mutation, and they wanted the closest alien DNA match that they could possibly come to, and they came back to the crux right before the DNA got corrupted by the GMO foods and all of the biotech. So they came back to this specific time frame, and it's basically humans in the future that have come back to pick up fresh DNA because some of them went down the Monsanto path, and they got all jacked up, and they can't reproduce anymore. So they came back looking for specific things, and I was one out of six people in the United States that was named, and my understanding is that the other six died. And I don't know how they died. I heard that a lot of it was suicide. Because ultimately, what happened to me is before this went on, I'm telling you everything under the sun went wrong in my life. I'm telling you I could not do anything that got the desired result. And it was just very lucky that I was articulate and smart. And I had very good parents. Now, those very good parents were very frustrating when it ultimately came down to what really happened because they didn't believe me. My dad passed away in December of this year, or last year, and he still didn't even believe in GMO food. Okay, my parents were atheists, by the way. So if this tells you a little bit, I never was exposed to the Bible. I was never exposed to any of this. I did not know that there was life after death. I didn't know any of this when this happened. So you want to talk about an experience, teleporting to another universe, dimension, call it what you want. I don't really know what it is. I only know it's another place, different frequency, et cetera, that downloaded me with all this information before I came back. You know what? Let me transition back to that while I'm thinking of it. Basically, what I have in these file cabinet drawers is that I can't recall what needs to be said or done at the time that it needs, if I'm sitting here idle chatting with you. But as soon as I'm put in a set of circumstances or specific words or phrases come up, all of a sudden, boom, that file cabinet's open and I'm already blurting it out. And it's really one of the primary things that I came back with is always, always, always follow your own heart. Don't let anybody else manipulate you because you are programmed to do what you're supposed to do. And you are right. They are wrong. Okay? So there is that one. So I have, you know, ultimately that makes me kind of hard-headed in some areas. But, you know, every time I stood on my grounds, regardless of how many people ganged up against me, I was right. You know? That's what it was. I'm not talking about little things. I give and take as much as I possibly can, you know, when it's little things that are insignificant. But I was told that basically I would be here until I finished my purpose, and I could not come back. Now, on the third surgery, they took the clones out. They regrew something in my leg. I went into the doctor when it was the size of a pea, and it was doubling in size every single day, and they refused to monitor it. They refused to even put a finger on it. There's not a single surgeon or doctor on the planet that I could locate that would have anything to do with me other than Dr. Eckert at UCLA, period. Okay, ding, light's going on. Something's screwy with that, isn't it? Well, but ultimately, my third surgery, I had to go in, and they had grown this thing that started off pea-sized until it was about 8 inches long by about 4 inches wide. My whole leg had been consumed again. And I was hysterical, thinking I was going to get an amputation of not only my leg but half of my pelvis, which would have left me unable to put any sort of prosthetic on. Okay? So I was more than a little bit upset, and I was basically almost hysterical trying to get a doctor to MRI me and take care of it. Well, and the securities document said that I was to be put into a psychiatric ward. So the first time that my sanity was challenged was when I was going through these surgeries and I was hysterical over the fact that I was losing my leg and half of my pelvis and very upset over it. Nobody would touch me, and they threatened to lock me up then. Okay, that was the first time my sanity was challenged. And ultimately, they took something out then, and I believe that was the clone that they took out then. The first one was a chimera. They told me that they had mishandled the tumor. This is beyond gross negligence. This is beyond an accident. You cannot, it's almost impossible to mishandle what they told me was a tumor. I was told it was cancer at the time. I was still under that belief at the time that this was going on. Insane things were going on around me, granted. But I was told that this was cancer, and I had no reason to believe that it was anything other, considering I felt that I was with enough witnesses and in good hands and had faith in human nature enough to not do anything of this sort. This was unconscionable to me. I just spewed out a bunch of stuff and got derailed.
It seems to happen a lot. And I was thinking about the real question that I want to ask you is how much of the you that you remember, like before all this happened, how much of that is actually left physically, psychologically speaking?
How much of it is left?
Yeah, how much of you is really left after all of this?
Oh, I'll send you a picture. I have no problem. I show the picture. Somebody on the chat was asking me for one, but he was also trolling and telling me that I got to quit using meth and that I was out of my gourd. Okay, I don't need that type of energy around me. When I'm telling the story, part of it is because when I'm telling you the story, I'm seeing a whole lot of other things that I'm trying to eliminate saying so that I can stay on point. And in the process of doing so, I kind of forget where I land and where I started. But the third, what I was actually saying when I got derailed was that on the third surgery, I died again, and I do have the recollection of the wormhole, and I basically went up to the same ship again. And because the first surgery, I had died and come back, I did not believe that it was anything other than just a really bizarre dream. Okay? I was raised by atheists, and I did not know that there was an afterlife. I did not know that there was a teleportation or any of that stuff. I was even uncertain if there was a God. God was a nebulous thing that I had not witnessed and didn't know anything about. And I try to always tell things firsthand knowledge. I try not to vouch for anything that I do not have knowledge over. My credibility at this point is pertinent on that. So on the third surgery, I basically went up, and I remember being lower than them, either laying on the deck or it was more like coming out of a swimming pool and grabbing onto the edge of the pool or hanging on the edge of the craft while they were on the craft. And they said to me, you have been through this before. You are going back to finish your purpose. We have already discussed this with you. There is nothing more to be said. What we said last time still stands. And boom, I was sent back. And I came back cussing and screaming, and I woke up and turned over. My butt was basically all gone except, you know, down to the hip bone. And I just went, oh, fuck, and hit the mattress.
You can't kind of say those sort of things on FCC regulation.
Sorry. Take that one off.
Yeah, it can't be done. Oh. That just went out live on like 26 AM FM stations and everything. And we might just lose some affiliates. But don't worry, it'll be okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. Terribly sorry. So at any rate, that's where the whole thing was there. I apologize for that. And we were on another subject when I jumped around to tell you that piece to it.
You know what's unfortunate, Cynthia, is that we've run out of time completely anyway.
Fantastic. Okay, I was done. Okay, enough.
See, for once, you've been given the easy way out.
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is that if you come up with some questions or anything that you want to know about, you can kind of formulate those things, and I would be more than happy to do my best to answer them. And what I try not to do is the things about the Alien Trade Pact, that's all secondhand knowledge. That's something that somebody else told me. This is not something that I have knowledge of. I do have knowledge that I was beamed or teleported to another dimension or to somewhere else. So when I get that type of information, it kind of is in alignment with my experience, which then gives me the ability to say something like that. Now, I've heard a lot of things that are really bizarre and out there regarding that, but I try very hard to stay away from anything that I don't really genuinely know.
All right, Cynthia Brewer, ladies and gentlemen, you can check her out at the supersoldiersummit.com. The event is in May, I believe, and it is coming up. Get your tickets, get your hotel rooms booked, and we'll see you there. Thank you, Cynthia. Cindy,
we'll
see you again sometime.
You.